The Mexican style of wrestling, known as Lucha Libre, is very much alive in San Antonio. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports a recent match at Central Library proves it can attract a crowd pretty much anywhere.
In mid-December, around 460 men, women, and children gathered around a wrestling ring set up in the library's first floor gallery space. Paintings lined the walls behind them, but this crowd is here to enjoy another kind of art. 2 hours of Lucha Libre is about to begin. The event was produced by River City Wrestling, which also puts on American-style wrestling matches around the city. Its manager, Brandon Oliver, says Lucha Libre, roughly translated as freestyle wrestling, is like a family tradition in San Antonio.
You know, with the colorful masks and the high-flying and acrobatics, people really love Lucha Libre, especially it seems to be passed down generation to generation, too. You know, grandma started off watching it, and now, you know, grandchild is watching it. So it's very cool.
Oliver estimates there are about 30 dedicated luchadors in San Antonio, and these wrestlers have plenty of fans who also share information about upcoming matches online. Oliver says about 500 people turn out for most of his Lucha Libre matches. The venues vary in size from racetracks, parking lots, and now a library. Oscar Zamoran is a wrestler and RCW ring announcer. He also sells Lucha Libre mask and other wrestling merchandise at his shop at the Wonderland of the Americas Mall. Zamoran says the sport requires athleticism and a sense of storytelling to entertain the crowd. He says the contests usually feature a good guy known as a técnico and a bad guy called a rudo.
Técnicos are usually the ones that are obeying the rules, going by the rules, but the rudos are the ones that are going to do whatever it takes to keep the mask and protect their identity.
Zamoran says the luchadors wear their dramatic mask with a strong sense of honor. If they agree to wager their mask before a match, the loser may have to give up his mask forever. He says famous Mexican wrestler Psicosis is a good example.
When he lost the mask, not only did he lose the mask, he lost the whole character because he even went to a whole different persona.
Zamoran noted that many luchadors will never publicly reveal their faces, real names, or even day jobs. He says one of Mexico's most famous luchadors ever, El Santo, the Saint, hid his identity from fans for most of his career.
1984 was the year that El Santo passed away. He was buried with his mask. Nobody really knew it and saw his identity. So, you know, these guys, they took it to a whole nother level as far as for protecting their identity.
Back at the library, Dr. Maldad, or Dr. Evil, is facing down Baby Black. Both wear black and white skull masks, but Dr. Maldad lives up to his name. He jumps onto Baby Black's chest and twists his arms and legs. He even attacks the ref. Some of the crowd jeer as others laugh. Speaking through a translator, Dr. Maldad explains the colorful and fierce-looking masks are inspired by Mexico's ancient warriors.
La máscara para la lucha libre mexicana siempre ha sido un.
What signifies a lucha mask is preparation from the luchador, dedication, obviously, but it goes back to the culture of their warrior history, back to the Mayan ages.
Chayo Rodriguez portrays the Crimson Cadet. He says successful wrestlers always interact with the fans, and playful trash talking with the audience is always important.
It's a lot more drama than what people think. We have to connect with the crowd. You know, anybody can get in there and do moves and jump off the top rope or whatever, but connecting with the crowd, it takes a special type of talent to do that.
The origins of Lucha Libre are not exactly known. According to one story, its roots began in El Paso in 1929 when Salvador Luteroth Gonzalez, a Mexican promoter, saw a match. It inspired him to bring it back to Mexico. He's now considered the father of the sport. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.